Okay, we're on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, towards the bottom. Rav Sheisha Bered Rav Idi. Rav Sheisha Bered Rav Idi Omar Chovu B'Chaveru Nomi Mamona Meshalu Milke Liloki. He brings another source where Chovel, everybody agrees that you pay and you don't get malchus. So he's going to bring a source where we know that that halacha from. V'chsiv, one second. V'omer mehacha. V'chi yinotzu anoshim. V'nogshvu isho hara. V'yotzu yuladeho. So the pasuk says, two people are fighting, Reuven and Shimon are fighting, and by mistake, they hit a pregnant woman. V'yotzu yuladeho, and she aborts her children. So the Gemara says, the Torah says, im oson yiye, if the, what's it called, the woman dies, then benosata nefesh tachas nefesh, then you kill the person who killed her. Okay, it's talking, the Gemara says that that's according to the Man D'Omer, who says that niskaven laharo gezeh v'hara gezeh, he intended to kill Shimon. And by accident, or by mistake, he killed somebody else. But he had kavanah to kill somebody. So the only accident over here is who he killed. But he had kavanah to kill. Niskaven laro gezev or gezez chayiv. So therefore, if he intended to kill Shimon, he shot, what's it called? He had a fight. He shot at Shimon. Shimon moved out of the way, and he killed this pregnant woman. She's chayiv misa, according to that Man D'Omer. Then niskaven laro gezev or gezez chayiv. So if he ends up killing the woman, so then he's chayiv misa. But if he doesn't kill the woman, then he has to pay for the vlados. What's it called? There's no asom, then what's it called? He has to pay for the children. Okay. That's the way that this Man D'Omer learns it. There's other ways of learning the pasuk. If you hold that niskaven laro gezeh v'hora gezeh is not chayiv, then it's talking a different case. But in any case, we'll see. The Gemara is going to discuss it later. At this point, that's the pshat. V'omra b'lozer, b'matzus shebemisa kosa medaber. It's talking about a fight where the people are intending to kill each other. Matzus shebemisa. Tichsiv im osun yiye, v'nosata nefesh kachas nefesh. If somebody's going to die over here, then there's a death penalty. Okay. Hechi domi. So what's the case? The case is the way we described it. Reuven intends to kill Shimon. Matzu shebemisa. And what's it called? The Gemara is going to say now. Hechidami. Either lo asri bay. If there was no hasra, ame mitla, he doesn't get killed for killing anybody. Even if he killed Shimon directly, he wouldn't get killed without hasra. Right? Ela pshita da asri bay. So it's talking where they gave hasra. They told Reuven, if you shoot that bullet and you kill Shimon, you're going to be chayiv misa. And he said, no, I don't care. And he shot. And Shimon moved out of the way and he killed the pregnant woman. Okay. And we hold that it makes no difference that he didn't kill the person he intended to kill. He's still chayiv misa. Okay. So he was master of him. They were master of him not to kill Shimon. Umusla dover chomer, having musla dover akal, another cloud. Right? They were master him not to kill Shimon, and if he killed Shimon, he's going to get killed. What happens if he didn't kill Shimon, but he just wounded him in the end? Okay? Would he get malchus or not? If the halacha would be to get malchus for wounding somebody. So there's a shaila like this. They were never master him for malchus. They will master him for Misa. So the Shaila, whether that's included. If I was master for Misa, Kol Shekain, that includes Malchus. Or no, you have to be master for each thing separately. So the, what's it called, we take on now, that Musra Dover Chomer, if I was master for the more intense thing, surely that includes the less intense thing. The Omer Achman, lo velo ye'osun onish yonish. If there won't be a death penalty, nobody's going to die, only wounded, you get onush yonesh, means you pay. So here, lechora, you should have gotten malchus because of wounding, lo yosef. The Maisa, you hit somebody, okay? Not the bullet, the, what's it called, whack them with a board, whatever it is, even with the bullet probably you get b'chayiv for Yosef, for hitting somebody, wounding somebody. So, l'chora, there should be two chiyuvim over here. One malchus, because you got hasra for the malchus, included in the hasra for the misa, and the Torah says you pay. So you see, even where there's malchus, you get mammon and not malchus. That's the proof. Rashi. B'matzu shebemisa shemiskavin hoya lahargo. Two people were fighting. One of them intended to kill the other one. They were intended to kill each other. They weren't just on fighting. Hakosu medaber dechsivim asun yia shemesa haisha v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. The afal pishalonis kavin el chaveru. Even though his kavana was to kill Shimon, not to kill this pregnant woman. The Ashmeen and Niskavan, Larogazev, Orogazev Chayev. This goes according to the Man D'Omer, the Gemara now, that if you intended to kill one person, but by accident, by mistake, you killed somebody else, you Chayev Misa. Because of Mice, you intended to kill somebody. Idolo Asrubei, Im Tamisenu Tahoreg. If you didn't give him Hasra and you said if you kill him, you're going to be killed, then it's obvious that there's no death penalty over here. But it must be talking, therefore, where you gave him Hasra. L'dover chom or misa. And also, we assume that if you gave hasra for something more intense, it also includes hasra for something less intense. So if there's a chiyuv misa for this action, if you end up killing him, and there's a chiyuv malchus if you end up wounding him, and there's also a chiyuv mammon, so the hasra for malchus is also there. And still the Torah says you don't get malchus, you pay. So you see that in the case of chovel, where even if there's hasra for malchus, you don't get malchus, you pay. Having musra dovrakal shim yakenu v'lo yomus yilke, included in the hasra that if you kill him, you're going to get killed, is if you don't kill him, you're going to get malchus. Va'afilu ha'chi omer rachman, and even so, even though he had hasra for malchus, the Torah said d'chi ein sham chiyum miso, if he didn't kill him and only wounded him, ye onish de mevlados, then you have to pay for their children. The afal gav ti'ika hasra la malchus, even though there was hasra for malchus, included in the hasra for misa. Alma mishal in den aloka. So you see from here that in a case where there's malchus and mammon, by wounding, you pay and you don't get the malchus. Okay, so now the Gemara says, maskifla Ravashi. Ravashi says, no, there's no proof from here. Mimai de musla dover chomer havi musla dover akal. De malo havi. Right, first of all, you're assuming that hasra for misa is automatically a hasra for malchus too. Who said? Maybe you need a separate hasra for each thing. And if I gave you hasra that you shouldn't kill the guy, that doesn't include the hasra that you shouldn't wound him and get malchus. Because maybe what's it called? You're accepting the hasra. You're willing to kill him, but you're not willing to wound him. Right? You don't want to pay money. Also, or you don't want to get malchus. Right, in the imtim selomer havei, and even if you assume that hasra for a more serious thing includes the less serious thing, mimai demisa chamura. Maybe I'm willing to die to kill this guy, but I'm not willing to get malchus to wound him, because malchus is worse than misa. Misa's over in a second, so okay, I'm willing to die, but I'm not willing to suffer. Right, the Gemara says, we see there's such a case. Dilma malchus chomer. Maybe malchus is more chomer than misa. The Omer of Rav, because Rav said, where do we see such an inyan that malchus is worse than misa? Ilmale nagdu alechanani mishov azaria polchul etzalma. Had they threatened to beat Hanania mishov azaria, not to throw them into a kivshan ha'esh where it would be few seconds of pain, but they would have beat them, right? They may have bowed down to this tzelem. Now Tosus discusses l'chora, what does that mean? So Tosus says that it could be that this was not avodah zara, because if it's avodah zara, it's yehorig val yavar. How could you say chanan mishol v'zara? We over avodah zara to avoid getting beaten, not to avoid getting killed, but to go getting beaten. So if you hold that it's avodah zara, then it could be that you're mechuyev to give your life for avodah zarah, but you're not mechuyev to suffer indefinitely for avodah zarah. And you're allowed to serve avodah zarah in order to avoid an indefinite amount of suffering. But Tosa says you can't really learn that from here, because it's more mistaber that the pesel of Nebuchadnezzar was not avodah zarah. It was an honor, his honor. So why didn't they bow then? Because they wanted to make a kiddush Hashem. They wanted to make a statement. So if they would have threatened them with suffering, with beating, they wouldn't have made that statement. They weren't mechuyev to die. But for dying, they were willing to die al kiddush Hashem to make the statement that we are not kafuf to Nebuchadnezzar. Okay. So it's not avodah zarah. That's how Tosus, that's Pashin. Shaila, Tosus says, it says, Polchu the Tzalma is mashma more that it's avodah zarah. They worship the Tzalma. But from other sources, Tosus says it's more mashma that it was not avodah zarah at all, but it was an indarto de malka, was like something for the covet of Nebuchadnezzar. Okay. But in any case, since the Gemara says that, what do you see? That beating is worse than dying. Had they threatened to beat them, they may have given in and bowed. But dying wasn't so terrible for them. Samara says, no, that's no proof. Omar le Rav Sama, Bered Ravashi le Ravashi, the Amri le Rav Sama, Bered Ravashi le Ravashi, the Lo Shoni lecho bin Hakoshi, Eish lo Kitzva, La Koshi, Ein lo Kitzva. No, that's no proof. That if Musra Ledover Chomer is Musra Ledover Kal, then you don't have a problem that maybe Malkus is worse than Misa. Aye, over there by Hanan Mishov Azari, we're talking about Malkus that's unlimited. They could beat them for forever. But over here we're talking about the most, 39 Malkus. That's not never worse than Misa. Okay. So that's not a kasha. But the first kasha is a kasha. Maybe what's it called? Musla Dover Chomer is not Musla Dover Kal, and therefore it's not like they got Hasra for Malkus, and that's why they pay. But had they given Hasra for Malkus, Mamish, they wouldn't pay, they get Malkus. No proof. Rashi, Nagdua Yisurin. Velo Shoni Lecho Yisuri HaMalkus HaKosha In Lo Kitzvahi, Aval Malkus Yesh Lo Kitzvah, boy. Maskif Lo Rav Yaakov Minar Pekod. So now we're trying to obliterate Rav Shesha Bered Rav Idi's Raya, that you pay and don't get Malkus from the fact of Im Oson Yiyya. Okay, so Rav Ashi objected to it from his reason, and now Rav Yaakov Minar Pekod says it differently. Hanichel Rabbanan. The Amri Nefesh Mamish. That's good according to the Rabbanan who hold that Niskavin Laro Gezeh, Vahora Gezeh is Chayiv. So when it says Vinosata Nefesh, it means you kill him. Even though he intended to kill Shimon, and by mistake he killed a pregnant woman, he gets Chayiv Misa. Ela the Rebbe, the Omer Mamon, but according to Rebbe who says Niskavin Laro Gezeh, Vahora Gezeh is Potter. You don't get killed. So when it says Vinosata Nefesh, it doesn't mean you kill him. It means that he pays. Right? Ma'ikul Ameimar. There's no proof in this pasuk anymore. We're not talking anymore about a chiyuv misa. We're talking about mama. El omer of Yaakov minar pekod mishmei derova mehocha. I have a different place to learn that if you're chayiv malchus and mama by wounding, you pay the money and don't get malchus. Im yokum v'salich b'chutz al mishanto v'niko hamaka. It says, two people are fighting, right, and one wounds the other one. So then, the guy survives and he gets well, v'salich b'chutz al mishanto, and he's able to walk around on his staff, on his cane, then v'niko hamaka. Then you exonerate the guy who hit him. Gemara says the chisal al daitcha shezem mahalik b'shuk v'zenerik. What would you Torah tell him? V'nikamaka. In that case, you don't kill him. If the guy survives and gets well, then you don't kill the guy who hit him. Of course, you don't kill him. Why should you kill him? He's not dead. He didn't kill anybody. Ela malamed shechov shinoso. What happens is the word says the following: two people are fighting, and what's it called, one, and then one, they're intending to kill each other, and we'll see that they got Hasra. Two witnesses warned Reuven, you better not hit this guy, you're a prize fighter, you hit him, you're gonna kill him, and you're gonna be Chayiv Misa. And he said, I don't really care. And he hit him, and the guy then was taken to emergency, and immediately what we do is we take Reuven and put him in prison. This is one of the cases where they had a prison by Chazal. They didn't have prisons the way we have prisons. But for this case, they put the guy in prison. Why? Because we want to see now, if the guy dies, then you're going to be Chayiv Misa. If he doesn't die, we'll let you out of prison. And we'll take you to a civil court for monetary damages. So, Chov Shinoso. The Imis Katlinen Le. If he dies, then we have you in prison so we can take you and take you to a capital case. You can't run away, so you can't be brought to court. The Ilomis Shifto Yitain Verapo Yerap. If he doesn't die, then we have you here to take you to a civil case. And you have to pay the five things. Ripu, Sheves, Boshes, and so on. And Ripu. Gemara says, Hechidomi. How's the case over here where they were fighting? And we have to put them in prison. And if the guy will die, he'll get a capital case. And if not, then it's a civil case. Idolo Asru Bey Ame Mikdal. If he didn't give him Asra, why should there be a capital case? Without Hasra, there's never a capital case. Elipshita the Asrube must be what's it called that they give Hasra. Umusla Dover Chomer Musla Dover Akal. And Hasra for a more serious thing includes the less serious thing. That means that he had Hasra also for Malchus in case he didn't die. So he had Hasra, if you kill him, you're what's it called, you're gonna get Misa. That implied that if you didn't kill him, there's Hasra for Malchus of Lo Yosef, of hitting somebody unnecessarily. The Omer Achmana, Shifto Yitain Verapo Yerapain. The Torah says you pay Sheves and Ripui, and you don't get Malchus. So even though there was Hasra for Malchus, in the case of Chovel, you don't get the Malchus, but you pay. So that's the proof that by Chovel you pay and don't get Malchus. Maskif al Arashi. So Rashi had the same objection over here. Mimaidu Musla Dover Chomer Havi Musla Dover Akal, Dimalo Havi. First of all, you assume that Hasra for a more serious thing includes a less serious thing. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe you need a separate Hasra for each thing. The Imtim Tzalomer Havei, and even if you hold that Musra L'Dover Chomer is Musra L'Dover Kal, and it's included, who said that that Malchus is less Chomer than Misa? Mimai de Misa Chamura Dilma Malchus Chomer. D'Omer Rav, Ilmoli Nagdu L'Chanyani Mishol V'Azariah Polchul L'Tzalma. You see that Malchus could be worse than Misa. They were willing to be Moser Nefesh for Misa, but maybe if they would have threatened to beat them, they wouldn't have been ready. So beating is worse than death. Omer le Rav Sama b'reid Ravashi l'Ravashi v'amri lo Rav Sama b'reid Ravashi l'Ravashi v'lo shoni l'cho ben hakoshi yesh lo kitzva l'hakoshi ein lo kitzva. Right? That, what's it called? You can't bring a proof from here that it's possible that Malchus is worse than Misa. That's Malchus that has no limit. But Malchus is 39 Malchus, that's not worse than Misa ever. So that's not an objection. But the first objection is an objection. Who said that Masra, Musra, the Dover Chomer is Musra, Dover Kal? So maybe there never was Hasra for Malchus over here. That's why you have to pay. But if they would have specifically given him Hasra, if you don't kill him and you only wound him, you're going to get Malchus, then he wouldn't pay. You get the Malchus. Who said? Maskifla of Mori. Rav Mori also objected to this raya. Mimai de b'meizid v'nika miktola, right? Who said that it's talking over here that if he killed him, right, then he's poster from getting killed. That's why we put him in prison. Dilma b'shogeg. Maybe the whole case is talking b'shogeg, right? V'nika migolus. And never was a chiyuv mis over here. There was a chiyuv golus. And if the guy doesn't die, then he's not going to be chayiv and golus. So we put him in prison to see if we had to send him to Ari Miklat. And the Mela, what's it called? There was never Hasra for Malchus, because it's not Musra L'Dover Chomer, because golus is not more Chomer than Malchus. So therefore, there was never Hasra for Malchus. If there was never Hasra for Malchus, there's no proof from here that if you had Hasra for Malchus, you pay and you don't get Malchus. Because maybe over here there was never Hasra for Malchus. I musra l'dover chomer is musra l'dover kal. That's good, but we didn't give him hasra for me. So they gave, the whole thing happened b'shogeg, and they gave him hasra that if the that what's it called? If the guy died, no, there's no hasra by shogeg. There's no hasra, right? Shogeg, you go to galus without hasra. So Lamela, what's it called? It was a case of shogeg, and we put him in prison to see if the guy dies, he'll go to galus. Not if the guy dies, we'll give him capital K. So it was never Hasra here altogether. So all the thing was Shogeg. But we put him in prison, because if the guy dies, he's going to have to go into Golas. And therefore there was no Hasra at all, so there's no Hasra for anything, so there's no Hasra for Malkus either. That's why you pay, if he didn't die. And what's it called, if he didn't die. But Enichanami, if they would have given him Hasra for Malkus, he would get Malkus and not pay. There's no proof from here that by Chovel, you pay and don't get Malkus. Rashi. Honichal Rabbanan to Amri b'Sanhedrin be'Eluhin Asrothim Iskaven Larogezev Horogezev Chayiv V'Hayiv Inosata Nefesh Mamish Gomer Islam LeMeidak V'Ok Mikra B'Shehisrubo U'LeMeilef The Afal Gav The Ika Hasroye Onish Mamon K'Shein Shal Misa. The whole raya that Rav Shesha brought is based on the fact that if the guy died, we kill him. So there must have been hasra. And if there was Hasra, that included Malkus too. Then it's a good riot. But according to Ella Rebbe, the Omer Hossam is Gavin Laru Gazev, Ahura Gazev, Eno Nerab. According to Rebbe, there, it's not talking in a case where you get Misa. Because you never could get Misa over here. Because you only get Misa if you killed the person you intended to kill. But if by accident you killed somebody else, Rebbe holds you don't get Misa. Ella Mishalim to Meha Ishali or Sheva. The only thing you do is to pay for then you would pay the value of the woman to her heirs. Those, if you killed somebody and there's no chiyuv misa, then it's a chiyuv mamon. It's no different than if you wounded them. Right? So you pay their heirs how much damages there were. Here there were pretty serious damages since the woman's dead. So if she was a secretary, she could have earned whatever, and now she can't do anything. She can't even be a shomer kishuim. Right? So you pay the nezek. There's probably, no sheves, it's just the permanent nezek, how much she could have earned in a normal lifetime and how much you took away, and all, there's no ripui over here, and maybe there's tsar and busha, so you pay all of that to the heirs. Im kein ef shalok mikra b'shalo hisrubo, therefore you don't have to talk about hasra over here, there's no hasra. Umishim hachi ki ein osa mishalim to make lovers, that's why if the woman doesn't die, you pay for the children. The chiyesha also mishalim to meisha, and if the woman does die, you pay for the woman. Aval isru lebei, but if there was hasra for malchus, emalocha loka venoshan, then I would say you get malchus, you don't pay. No proof from. According to Rebbe, there's no proof. The proof is only according to the chachamim. Ma'ikol meimer mehecha teisi chovel bechaveru teshlumim va'afkish yisru bo. We have no proof from here that chovel bechaveru, where you gave him asura for malchus, you still only pay and don't get malchus. Al mishanto ki raminin al burio sheshav lekocho leison orishon. If he recovered, then you let him free. Ela malamit shechov shenoso, you put him in prison. Lo nemer mikra ze el lamedcha dehecha di kov lo meis the nofel lemishkov yichav yach b'shu esamake ahu bebeisu asurin ad shenire im yokum v'salik b'chutz oz v'niko amake. As soon as he wounded him and he's hovering between life and death, we put this other guy in prison to see what to do with him. If the guy will die, we'll take him to a capital case. If he doesn't die, we take him to a civil case. If you're not going to have to kill him, what do we have to put him in prison for? The dover chomer misa, the dover akal malchus, lo yosef the chova v'lo meis. The omer achmona, lehechad lo meis, the ikam momen o malchus, nidam b'momom, the chsiv shivto yite. The Torah said, even though you gave him hasra, and the hasra includes misa and malchus, if he doesn't die, you don't give him malchus, but you make him pay. Where it says, mimai, the hai, vehiko, isha, sreeu, b'mesid, komishtoi. Maybe it's not talking by mesid. The hai, v'niko, the althina, mine, chavisha, and we put him in prison not because if the guy will die, we're going to take him to a capital case. If the guy will die, we'll put him into Golis. V'nika miktolakomer, demashu minodi mayis kaklinen lei, v'alkorchem behisrubo, dilma b'shogeg mishtoi. V'lo hisrubo, there's no hasra. V'chavisho lavlik tola. We don't put him in prison because if the guy dies, we're going to kill him. We're going to send him to Golis. the Nika Nami Lavliktola, Elamigolas, the Ori Niklet, the Chadisha, the Althina Minoligolas Kamar, Umishim Harchi, Kin Nika Migolas, Yishalim Mama. If the guy didn't die, so he's not going to go into Golas, he has to pay money. But here there's no Hasra, there's no Malkus, because there's no Hasra, the Mela, there's no proof from here that if you have a Chi of Malkus and Manon, you pay and you don't get Malkus. But if they give Masra for Malkus, maybe Taki get the Malkus, so you don't pay. Okay. Gimel on the days, two dots. More going back to the original question we had, if the mission here says that you pay a knas even for your sister who's chayiv kores, so why does the Mishnah in Makkos say you get Makkos? Because the chora you don't get Malkos and pay for the same thing. Rish Lakish Omer Hamani Reb Meir. Rish Lakish says no kasha. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Meir. The Omer Loka Mashali, Reb Meir doesn't hold of that klal, and he holds you do get Malkus and pay for the same action. Samara says, either Reb Meir Afilo Bito Nami. According to Reb Meir, he doesn't hold of Kimle Bidrab Mine altogether. And therefore even a Chi of Misa together with a Tashlumim you should have to pay. So and our mission doesn't say that. Our mission says only Achoso, which is Chayiv Kores, but not Bito, that's Chayiv Misa. Right? Gemara says, V'chi Temer of Meir Loka Meshalem Islay, Mesu Meshalem Leslay, that you hold, that a Meir holds that you do get Malkus and pay, but you don't get Misa and pay. He holds of Kim Leva the Rab Mine with Misa and Mamon. Right? That's not true. Velo. It's not what he doesn't hold of Misa, that Miso Mishalim. Vatanya Gona Vitovach Bishabas. Person stole a sheep and he shechted it on Shabbos. Gona Vitovach Lavodis Kochovim. Or he stole it and he shechted it for Avodis Kochovim. Gona Shoraniskol Tvacho. Or he stole the Shoraniskol and he shechted it. Mishalim Tashlumi Arba V'Chamisha Divrei Meir. Meir says in all these cases you're chayiv Arba V'Chamisha for stealing a shor or a seh and shechting it or selling it. So you pay four for the seh and five for the shor. So Reb Meir holds you're chayiv in all these cases. The Chachomim Potrim, and the Chachomim say that you're potter for the first ones because it's Kimlei B'Derab Mineh. Because, we'll see in 1 second, maybe it's not, but in any case, because you shechted on Shabbos, you chayiv Misa. So therefore, what's it called? There's no Tashlumin. The same thing, Tovach Lavodis Kochavim is a chayiv Misa. So there's no Tashlumin. The other ones we'll get to in a second. But Reb Meir holds your chayiv. So you see that Reb Meir holds even Misa and Mammon, there's no Ptur. You get Misa and you pay Mammon also. So Reb Meir, therefore, can't be our Mishnah, because our Mishnah makes a difference between Kores, which is Malkus, and Chiyuv Misa by your daughter, which that you don't pay a knas. Mor says Ha'it Mra'lo Am Reb Yaakov Am Reb Yochanan VaAmri Lo Am Reb Yirmiyah Am Reb Shim Ben Lakish Reb Ovin VReb Ilo VeChol Chavurasa Mishmed Reb Yochanan Amrei. And all these people said the name Reb Yochanan. It's not talking where you shechted, but somebody else shechted for you. And still, you're chayiv dalad vehei, so you're not chayiv misa. You didn't shecht on Shabbos, you sent a shliach to shecht you on Shabbos. So legabi Shabbos ain't shliach l'dvar avera, so you're not chayiv misa, the shliach is. But we'll see, legabi, what's it called, dalad vehei, you're chayiv even through a shliach. Mor says, v'chizeh chote v'zeh mischayiv. Right. The guy shechting it, I'm going to be chayiv to pay dalad vehei. Omer Rava, Omer Achmona, utvacho o mechoro. Ma mechira al yidei achar, at tvicha al yidei achar. Torah compares tvicha to mechira, just like mechira, you can't sell something except through another person. So too, the tvicha can be through another person too. So therefore, there's a special halach over here that yesh liach v'dvar aveira, that you can be chayiv dalad v'hei by having someone else shech the thing that you stole. Dvei Rabbi Shmuel Tan, another way that we know that by tvicha mechira you chayiv through a shliach. Tana ola rabos a shliach. It says, oh, extra riboy to tell me that you're chayiv through a shliach. Dvei chizkiya tana tachas la rabos a shliach. It's extra word tachas. Right? Short tachas ashor. So chamisha boker of chamisha short tachas ashor. So the tachas comes to tell me even through a shliach. Sirashi. Hom money masnis and dektoni bala choso nosin knas rab meirhi. We had before a mayor that Yerchayev Malkus and Mammon at the same time. Afilu bito nami de mikdal ola lishalim the halosvira the mayor the potter mishum the rabba mine va'amaitnan masnis and abo al bito potter benaknas. It's a mayor. A mayor doesn't hold the chlau of kimlev the rabba mine. So even bo al bito, which is chayev misa, should have to pay a knas, and our mission doesn't say that, so it can't be Reb Meir. And the Gemara says, how do I know? And if you're going to say that Reb Meir holds a kim lebe deram mine by misa and mamon, that's not true, because you see the case of toveach and mocher, that even if you're toveach on Shabbos and you're chayiv misa, you're still chayiv to pay. So you see that Reb Meir doesn't hold of kim lebe deram mine even by misa and mamon. The Gemara says, toveach b'Shabbos he kachiyuv misa v'chein lavol v'skochavim. Shoran Yiskel, a common porach, holav shavat mide. Mar is going to ask, you shech the Shoran Yiskel, it's osur ba'anoa, so it didn't accomplish anything. It's now no shchit. B'toveach al yedei acher, ha'ganev tziva l'shluch l'ishchot. The ganev commanded someone else to shech. He sent the shliach. So, legabe dalet vehe, you're chayiv aknas, and legabe the chiyuv misa, you're not chayiv misa, because you didn't shech on Shabbos. It says the chishliach chotev shalech b'schayiv knas darbo v'chamisha. Well, nice. How you chayiv the knas through a shliach? Ain't shliach l'dvar aveira. V'akaymel and b'kedushin ain't shliach l'dvar aveira. Or it says no. And by tvicha mechira is a special exception. That here we say shliach l'dvar aveira because we compare tvicha to mechira. Just like mechira can only be done through somebody else, the tvicha also here can be done through somebody else. Mechira yefshe elay de'acher shalokeach lochem imenu. You can't sell something to yourself. So the only way you can sell is somebody else. So if it's over here, even if the tvicha is done through somebody else, you're chayiv. Tachas ashor, motzi lemichtav, yishalim b'shor. Doesn't have to say tachas ashor, the word tachas extra. Okay, where it says, maskif lo marzutra. Mi iko midi, di ilu ovat ihu lo mechayiv, v'ovat shliach mechayiv. Comes out of mud and a thing. That if you would shech this animal on Shabbos yourself, you'd be potter. Because even Reb Meir holds a kim lebe the rab minei, that a chi of misa and a chi of mom when they come together, you're potter. But since you sent the shliach to do it, now you're chayiv. So it comes out that the shliach can make you chayiv for something that you wouldn't have been chayiv yourself. Right, so how could that be? How could a shliach be worse than you? If you would do it, you'd be potter. And if the shliach does it, you're chayiv. Morris says no. It's not that you're chayiv. You're chayiv also. But there's a din of kim lebe derab minei that since you get a worse punishment of misa, therefore that obliterates the mama. It's like included. But it's not that the chiyuv's not there. So here, where you're not going to get chiyuv misa because you sent a shliach to shecht on Shabbos, he's going to get misa. It doesn't push away the chiyuv. It's not that if you do it, you're not chayiv, and if your shliach does it, you're chayiv. In both cases, you're chayiv. Except you won't get the onish, because you get a bigger onish if you do it yourself. But the chiyuv is there. Rashi, ovad ihu lo mechayiv, the homiktum. You'll get misa, you won't get the knas. La mishum lo mechayiv, the chiyuv aram yole, the chiyuv is there. Ela mishum de kimle, but the rab mine. But the bigger onesh takes care of the smaller one. It's not that it pushes it away. It just includes it. So therefore, really, you're chayiv both. But one takes care of two. And therefore, if you sent a shliach, so your chiyuv of mammon remains. Okay. My tamayu. One second. The verse says, "I betoveicha yidiacher my tamayu derabbanan." So if now we're saying that mishnah is talking where you shechted through a shliach, so why did the rabbanan hold if you shecht on Shabbos you potter? If the machlokas is, do you say kim leba the rab mine or not? So we know what the machlokas is. Rameir holds you don't say kim leba the rab mine, and the rabbanan holds you do. But if it's talking where you sent a shliach, so there is no kim leba the rab mine, so why did the rabbanan hold your potter from the knas? Mara says, man chachomim Rabbi Shimon. The chachomim is Rabbi Shimon. The Amar shchita shein the ruuyah lo shmei shchita. Rabbi Shimon holds that a shchita that isn't matter the animal to eat is not called a shchita. When the Torah is mechayiv you for shechting, like over here, it says v'tovach u'machar, you shechted it, right? So shchita means something that permits the animal to be eaten. But if your act of shchita is not going to permit the animal to be eaten, it's not called shchita. So you didn't shecht it, you killed it. Shchita has to affect heter achila. If it doesn't affect the heter achila, that's called shchita sheina ru'uya, and Reb Shimon holds that shchita sheina ru'uya is not called shchita. What it says, hotenach avodus kochavim v'shoranisko. That's good by avodus kochavim and shoranisko. That it's called shchita sheina ru'uya because it's osur b'hanot. If you shecht an animal avodus kochavim, it's osur. If you shecht a shoranisko, it's osur. So therefore you didn't affect the heter through the shchita, it's not called shchita. And therefore you're not going to get the knas, because the tnai is the tovach u'mocher. You stole it and you shechted it. You didn't shecht it, you killed it. Ela shchita Shabbos shchita ru'uyah, but shechti on Shabbos is a shchita ru'uyah, right? Because if you shecht on Shabbos, the animal's kosher. You're allowed to eat the animal, min haTorah, for at least. Disnan, hashochet b'Shabbos of Yom HaKippurim, right? If you shecht an animal on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, even though you're chayiv misa or chayiv kares, your shchit is kosher. You can eat the animal. Right? It doesn't passel the shchita. So therefore, it's shchita haru'uya. So why would the rabbanon hold that shechting on Shabbos, if you shechted what's it called through someone else? Why should you be potter? You can't be potter because of kim leba derab mineh, because you didn't shech. You can't be potter because shchita shein ru'uya, it's a shchita that doesn't affect a heter achila, because it does by Shabbos. You're allowed to eat the animal. Or it says, sova lak Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. They hold like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Right? Rabbi Yochanan Sandler held, the Tanya, hamavashal b'Shabbos b'shogeg yochal, b'mezid lo yochal divrei meir. Person cooks on Shabbos, or any other malacha. So if he did it b'shogeg, he can eat it on Shabbos. If he did it b'mezid, he can't eat it on Shabbos. That's what Rav Meir says. Rav Yehuda Omer, b'shogeg yochel motzei Shabbos. Rav Yehuda holds, no. Even b'shogeg, you can't eat it on Shabbos. You can only eat it motzei Shabbos. And b'mezid lo yochel alomis. And b'mezid, you're not allowed to eat it ever. yourself. Rav Yochanan Sandler Omer, b'shogeg yochel. Shogeg, you're allowed to eat what you cooked, l'motzei Shabbos, not on Shabbos, but motzei Shabbos, l'acherim, v'lo, only other people, not himself. Even b'shogeg, he's not allowed to ever eat it. And other people who he didn't cook it for, right? They're allowed to eat it motzei Shabbos. B'mezid lo yochal lomis, l'lo v'lo acherim, right? And if you shechted or you cooked on Shabbos, b'mezid, it's usher to everybody. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler holds, the Gemara is going to learn from where we know that, but in any case, say Rabbi Yochanan Sandler learns from a pasuk that Maisa Shabbos is usher min haTorah, and therefore if you shecht an animal on Shabbos, it's usher. So according to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, he doesn't hold of that Mishnah that says that HaShochit b'Shabbos Yom HaKippurim, that Shchitaso Ksheira. He holds that it's usher. That any result of a malacha on Shabbos, you did it b'mezid, is usher to everyone forever. And therefore, it's a shchita shein ruya. Just like if you shechted l'avodah zorah, you shechted a shoranisko, you didn't create a heter achila, it's usher ba'noah. If you shechted on Shabbos also, you created an isser, not a heter achila, and therefore it's called shchita shein ruya. Rashi, Reb Shimon beperek Meruba v'kisui Adam v'osov v'esbeno. Hot teinach avodah shel chovin d'zivchei meisim asurim. Right, shechting for avodah zora becomes osur b'ano. The chen shor anisko the mishen nignor dino osur b'ano. Once that the din was put on the shor anisko, that has to be nisko. Right, it gored somebody and has to be killed. It's osur b'ano. Kiramir b'vakam v'psochim. So why does it say, what's it called, that it's Osir? Because it's Osir Bahano. Bishogeg Yochel, Afilu Bo Biyom. So Reb Meir holds that Bishogeg, even you can eat it during the day, on Shabbos. B'mezid L'Yochel, Hu La'olam. But the mezid, he can never eat it. Aval Achem Yisraelim Ochlet. But others could eat it. Reb Yehuda Omer Bishogeg Yochel, Hu La'motzei Shabbos, V'lo Bo Biyom. And Rabbi Yehuda holds b'shogeg, he can eat it Motzei Shabbos, but not on Shabbos. The kansin and shogeg got to mezid. The mezid lo yochal hu olomis el acherim, and the mezid he can never eat it. And what's it called? And others can eat it Motzei Shabbos. And b'divrei Rabbi Yochanan hasan the kansin and yochal acherim liYisrael, the lo acherim Yisrael. Avol mochro v'nos mothek. It's not osur b'hanoah, but it's osur b'achilim. So what's it called? You can't ever eat the product of a melach of Shabbos, and therefore it's a shrita shein ruya. The shrita doesn't permit the animal. Okay, continue.